So today on the podcast, we're going to do something a little different. Normally we talk with a lot of developers, but on the line today we have Glenn Cohen. He is a hand surgeon out of California. He recently put out a press release concerning BlackBerry Thumb and hand health. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about what you can do to make sure your hands stay healthy, kind of what the state of affairs is with hand health right now, and how bad BlackBerry Thumb can really get. Hey, Glenn, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
So do you want to give us just kind of a quick rundown of what you guys do, your practice, stuff like that?
Sure. My practice is orthopedically based hand, wrist, and elbow surgery. And, of course, non-surgical treatment of different diseases and maladies of those body parts. So it's extremely limited and specialized, which is exactly the kind of person you'd want to treat the problems that we're going to get into.
Okay. So you must see kind of the worst in terms of hand health. But how do you think hand health in general is kind of abroad? Do people take care of their hands and the muscles inside there, or is mobile use and typing on keyboards ruining our muscles in our wrists?
Well, I think that first of all, there's a lot of bad press in terms of the exact terminology BlackBerry Thumb. It's not BlackBerries that cause this problem alone. All sorts of miniature devices and electronic devices are contributing to this problem. There's no such thing as a thumb that has BlackBerry disorder. It is a general blanket term that goes towards primarily an overuse syndrome. A terminology which they use in New Zealand is text messenger thumb, which has recently actually been accepted as a diagnosis in New Zealand. Now, we don't have anything like that in the States, and I don't think they have anything like that in Canada, but BlackBerry thumb is the terminology that's been assigned to it, and it's primarily from overusing your hands. And what's happened is that over the years, as the technology's gotten better, you know, technological success nowadays, in my standpoint, I'm really not an expert on this, as you probably are, but it seems that it's measured on how fast something is and how small it is. And the faster it works and the smaller it is, the better received it is. So as the devices have gotten smaller, our hands have not gotten smaller, and we've had to rely more on our thumbs than we did previously, where we had full keyboards and we were able to type all the different letters using the index finger, the middle finger, et cetera, et cetera. Now we're in a position where your thumb has taken over the lion's share of the work, and it's really being taxed quite a bit. So what happens is the thumb has developed into thumb's taken on more jobs than it's supposed to in the time frame that it has, if that makes sense.
So what actually happens to like the muscle and the bone when it's put through this overuse?
Well, there's a variety of different things that can happen. You can develop arthritis, you can develop tendonitis, you can develop triggering, which is where the thumb or any finger for that matter will actually catch. When you make a fist, one of your fingers can get stuck in a fist. Those are pretty common scenarios. Carpal tunnel, of course. All of these things can develop, you know, separate from the handheld devices and computers, but they also can be accelerated with the use of those devices. There's not necessarily, the pathology is still the same. People got arthritis in their thumbs 25 years ago, long before these devices were around, and people got tendonitis and triggering and all of those things. My senior citizen population who have never touched any of these devices have all sorts of problems that have nothing to do with these devices. So the device itself only serves to accelerate the process. And the analogy which I give my patients is tires on a car. If you have tires on your car and you ask me, hey, I want to get the most mileage out of this and I don't want to have to change my tires, what should I do? Well, the answer is you should not be driving around excessively places you don't need to be with extra weight in your car wearing out the tires. So the point being is that your tires will eventually wear out regardless of who you are and how you drive, but if you drive faster and with more weight in the car, your tires will wear out faster.
Right.
So the point being with the computers is to, you know, really use them when you need to.
Okay. Now, obviously, BlackBerry users have this really terrible reputation for always being on their devices, and it kind of calls into question how this lifestyle affects our health. And is it simply a matter of not using our BlackBerry as often? Are there any exercises we can do to kind of prevent long-term injury?
Well, okay, the exercises, again, brings you back to go back to the tires, because that's easier than me getting into, you know, a lot of anatomy and physiology. If you said to me, does it make sense for me to take the car out on the weekend and drive around a little bit extra, you know, using our analogy, that would be exercise in order to make the tires last longer. And the answer isn't yes. You should not tax your hands more with the idea that you're going to protect them. Now, it does make sense to selectively strengthen your hands. It's always good to have the muscles that support the joints and the ligaments and the bones to be stronger so that they can do their job more efficiently. Which would be, back to the car, kind of like putting better shocks on your car. Hmm. You can do things that might make the wear and tear less. So certainly, you know, the terminology crackberry, which I'm well familiar with and probably guilty of myself, is, you know, well earned by many people. And in my personal private practice in Southern California, I have one young lady who texted 22,000 times in 1 month.
Oh, man.
14-year-old girl. Already has hand and wrist problems at 14.
That's crazy. What's kind of the worst case scenario you've ever seen that's kind of related to mobile technology use?
There was another girl about the same age who during this past Christmas came in. She's having pain in both of her hands, and we basically gave her a few weeks to slow down and put her device away and really. And she could not let go of it. And what we ended up doing was, with her parents' permission and her going along with it, we casted both of her arms with the intent being that she was being forced into rest. And she actually got better with forced rest.
Now, it seems like there's a lot of psychological overlap with these kinds of things. Do you ever have to transfer these people over to, you know, different practices? Like,
to me, it makes more sense to go to somebody who primarily does hands, wrists, and elbows than go to your GP, your general practitioner, who takes care of stomach ailments, you know, headaches, sore throats, ear pain, and also these things. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people who are good at it. But there are a lot of people who flat out reject the idea of BlackBerry thumb. Oh, there's no such thing. Even some of my colleagues. But the point being is that it's a terminology that describes other problems, carpal tunnel, the things that we already mentioned. Those things, they do exist, and they're best treated by somebody who can identify them and treat them. You want to make sure that you exclude other possibilities. And by that I mean, you could be presenting, if you're a 25-year-old woman and you're having wrist pain and somebody is too quick to assign, oh, you're using your computer too much, you may actually have lupus, have some underlying condition that is revealing itself in the process of you working on your handheld device. And I would hate for people to jump to a conclusion too quickly that, oh, you're just on the computer too much, that's why your hands hurt. There's a lot of different things, and that's why specialists like myself exist, and we're busy because there are so many different things that can go wrong with your hands and your wrists and your elbows that you don't want to necessarily jump to one conclusion. So they are best served, I think, by orthopedic surgeons, and if you can get into a hand, wrist, and elbow specialist, by all means, do so.
Cool. Now, you mentioned earlier your two examples were both young girls. Are you seeing any kind of demographic trends here? Is it mostly a youthful generation that's doing so much texting, or are there older people who are, say, working for large corporations that are making them use their BlackBerries to the point of injury?
I see both. It seems like with the younger kids, it seems to be more frequently women, and then in adults, every possibility. It's certainly male, female, and people come in and say, you know, my thumb started to catch. I have a trigger thumb, and I never had this before. I don't know what's going on. And one of my questions now during the history taking will be, are you using your computer excessively? Have you been traveling a lot, writing a lot? What is it that you're doing that's out of the norm? And that will sometimes help. But it's definitely across the board, anybody who's using these devices, you know, a possible candidate for problems.
Now, just moving over to maybe if there's anything that handset manufacturers can do. You mentioned that the devices are getting smaller and smaller, and so are the keys. Is this to say that larger devices, for example, I don't know what BlackBerry you had before, but you've got the Pearl, which is a much skinnier phone that kind of crams letters two per key, and you have the full QWERTY keypad on the larger devices like the 8800. Are these full keypad devices better for your thumbs than, say, the Pearl?
I don't know that it's better. Dare I say it on this BlackBerry-themed website, but I think that the touchpad, because there's no spring when you push the buttons and when you don't have to push anything down, and it's more sensitive to I think it's more temperature or heat sensitive, there is no pressure, is not part of it. You could type into a touchpad type device where there's not any pressure at all. Yeah, you know, certainly you can't type as fast because you don't get the feedback. At least I can't. But I think long term, I actually have suggested to my patient with 22,000 text messages, who by the way text messaged throughout her appointment with me the whole time, nonstop. I actually suggested to her mom that maybe they consider a touchpad type device and see where that goes. And you know, I'm curious to see if she does that and if it helps her. But to me, that makes more sense. Also, in general, when you have the opportunity to go on your computer with a full-size keyboard instead of your BlackBerry or your other handheld device, it does make sense to me to use the keyboard. My personal computer in front of me right now is a that's on a docking station with a full-size Bluetooth keyboard, because even the laptop keyboard is too tight and too congested. And I prefer for people's hands to be more separated and, you know, less having to cram into smaller areas and just doing the job that it's intended for.
Yeah, I've got huge hands, and I use a laptop, and it really does feel totally unnatural trying to use that keyboard for any extended period of time, for sure. You did mention the touchscreen, though, and there's always been a lot of kind of speculation about Research in Motion making a touchscreen BlackBerry, especially with the likes of the iPhone kind of coming out. But I really don't think that that many people, or maybe even the designers at RIM, had considered the kind of ergonomic benefits of a touchscreen. And I know for a fact that plenty of RIM employees listen to our podcast, so I certainly urge them that if they're considering a touchscreen BlackBerry, the benefits for thumb health are definitely on the list of pros for the touchscreen.
Yes, I think that it would be, intuitively it makes sense. I don't have science to back it up, but it makes sense to me, similar to a similar problem earlier in our lives in high school and whatnot, writer's cramp. If you took your pen and you held it too hard, you would get a cramping sensation along the same area where people get, you know, this BlackBerry thumb. So what do? You get away from the old pen that barely writes, or you change the ink so that the ink flows more readily, so you're not having to, you know, really push down hard to write. Same thing I think is true with the handheld devices. If you're able to text without actually putting pressure, intuitively to me as a hand surgeon, that makes a lot of sense.
That's really interesting, Glenn. You know, a case for a touchscreen BlackBerry is definitely taking on a new angle there. Thanks a lot for your time. I know you're really busy with the weekend there, the holidays, and plenty of people to take care of. So thanks a lot for your time again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And you know, let me just add, can I have one final statement?
Yeah, for sure.
I just wanted to point out that certainly not everybody who uses these devices will develop problems. No one should think that you're guaranteed to have problems if you use devices like this. You just got to be careful and sensible, and make sure that you take breaks when necessary and try to use other devices when possible that are more hand-friendly, and do your best to not text excessively or do things that you know you probably don't need to do. especially if hands are bothering you. If people want to check out my website, it's handsurgeon.org. And I'm in Southern California.
Cool. So anyone in Southern California with thumb issues, be sure to check them out. And, yeah, that's about it for this interview. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.